Keen-eared public radio listeners noticed that Morning Edition sounded a little different today. NPR made behind-the-scenes changes to what we in radio call the broadcast clock. Broadcasters are somewhat obsessed with time, adding and subtracting seconds in order to make a broadcast time out just perfectly. That's part of the rhythm of radio. We asked our Morning Edition producer, Melody Baudette, and our programming director, Franny Bastian, to explain how they blend together VPR News and NPR News to give you one complete broadcast of Morning Edition.
A broadcast clock, it looks like a regular clock that you'd see on a wall. It's broken up into little slices on the clock, and those are all color-coded, whether or not it's a funder from NPR, a music bed, a billboard, a segment of content, or a newscast.
So what's a funder?
A funding credit is what you hear from the NPR announcer saying support for NPR comes from...
We have all kinds of shorthand like that. There's a funder, there's a UW, which is an underwriter.
Post is something that... hosts have to hit. That's the time when we are passing something off from NPR to us.
A clock is totally and completely unforgiving.
This clock is broken up second by second in increments. There are some breaks that are 19 seconds long. Not 20 seconds, not 18 seconds, 19 seconds.
Melody says you have to hit a post, you have to hit it at exactly 35 minutes and 30 seconds after.
And the danger is that then you're tripping over what is coming from NPR or, you know, something that we always hate in radio, which is dead air.
The dreaded dead air is when you hear absolutely nothing and you can be assured that the person who's on the air, their heart is like in their stomach.
We don't like silence.
NPR programming comes to us in public radio stations all over the country via satellite. And we have this humongous satellite dish out in our backyard, and that's how we receive NPR.
It looks like 1990.
Now I have the time of my life. No, I never.
What I'm typically thinking about in the morning is, okay, I have 90 seconds to fit all this in this newscast. What words am I going to use? What words am I going to cut? I know for Mitch running the board, often he's watching that clock with intensity, waiting for the right second to come along to move the fader for his microphone up, NPR down, and to come in at the right time. If they're wrong or if he's wrong, things get tense.
If I could turn back time.
I think the main thing about this clock shift, some of the shifts are small. Some of the shifts are, you know, Marketplace Morning Report is starting 10 seconds later than it normally does. You're probably not going to pick up on that. But the other ones, the bottom of the hour changing, I think is going to throw some people off. Don't be 10 minutes late for work.
That was VPR's Deputy News Director and Morning Edition producer Melody Baudette, together with VPR's Programming Director Franny Bastian. They were explaining the second-by-second roadmap that we call the broadcast clock. You can learn more about the changes to Morning Edition's clock at vpr.net. That segment was produced by Vermont Edition's managing producer, Patty Daniels.